Star of Bethlehem for all forms of shock. And what, you know, one can almost say, what isn't a shock? For death, accidents, knocks on the leg, bad news, somebody jumping or a noise, many things that affect us rather deeply. It's also for sadness and grief when we've lost someone, or even feel very sad about the world in general, really. I think you can use Star of Bethlehem.
A remedy for grief.
Yes.
And that brings comfort for grief.
Yes, it does. Where one refuses to be consoled, really. You know, where one says, my husband died 10 years ago and I still feel so sad and I'm still grieving, then I would use Star of Bethlehem, but I would also probably use Sweet Chestnut as well.
Star is again one of the catalyst remedies, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because sometimes one can have a very difficult birth and it's not really registered as such, but later on certain troubles might arise. One has to try to find a reason, and it's often worthwhile trying Star of Bethlehem to see if some unregistered shock has been the cause of the present malady.
A catalyst then, in this case, is something that's going to help us to move.
Yes, it's to remove the cause.
An obstruction.
Yes, an obstruction from where it stems, yes.